Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Nice to meet you. And you are from what company?
We're from Lovo.
Okay.
I'm a founder and CEO of Lovo.
Oh, I'm honored to meet you. Thank you for coming on. That's great.
No problem. I'm very much looking forward to explaining Lovo to you.
We're looking to hear, you know, we want to hear about it.
Yeah, so it's a voice creation platform
that
content creators can come over, enter whatever they want to say, and then create high-quality voiceovers without accessing any voice actors.
Okay, so I have a script, X amount of pages, whatever it is. Let's just say it's 5 pages. I have it in a Word document or a text document or whatever it may be, and I'm going to load your software, which is called
Lovo Studio.
Okay, and when I go into Lovo, I now have the ability, instead of paying a bazooka amount of money to some guys who are really talented. I mean, I know some I've been in this business almost 45 years.
Yeah.
I know I don't look that old. But there's some really talented people. I'll tell you a story about one of them in a minute. This is going to do that for me.
Exactly.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, it's ambitious.
That's a tall order. And so like, tell me about this stuff.
These guys, voice actors, they not only sound good, but they're able to express subtle emotions.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're able to act and in very subtle ways.
Yeah, and the breathing. I mean, there's a lot
to the
voiceover. Okay.
And so what we're trying to do is, instead of doing traditional TTS, we're really trying to model the humanness of speaking, you know, like acting, expressing emotions, allowing machines to express emotions.
So, okay. So available on what format is this software going to be in?
So it's a web application.
It's a web application.
Yeah, you just log in, type in some text, and then voila.
So I'm going to upload, and then it's going to download for me.
Yeah.
And I have my choice of voices?
Yeah, you have about, right now, 55 voices available.
Really?
Yeah.
Men and women, I'm sure.
Exactly. Men, woman, child, old people.
And is this fee-based?
Yeah, it's subscription-based. Yeah.
Okay, and what are the prices on that?
So it's like 3 tiers, so free tier. And then basic is like $29. And then enterprise is like $100. And
is this a month? Is this per
month,
speech?
Per month, per month, yeah.
So the differentiation between the two, free would give me what?
So it will give you like limited access to all the voices, but like, you know, like 5,000 characters a month just to try it out. And if you really like the voices, you can sign up for the paid content, paid tiers, and then it will give you access to create personal usage for basic tier. And an enterprise would be like commercial. So are you making money with this?
Sure, sure.
And a lot of our users are actually creating high quality advertisements and promo videos for like radios like Alexa or like Spotify. And for those people, they'll have to sign up for enterprise.
Do we have a sample, a demo?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, now we're not plugged into a microphone per se. So, pardon me?
I'll like get closer to a computer.
Wait, I'm getting the thumbs up for wait a second. Let him do it. Okay.
Perfect. All right.
So this is going to be a demo now of a script.
Yeah, it's a radio ad.
A radio ad. Okay. Yeah. So can I call this?
Investments as if they were their gold. Hiding money under your mattress. Contrary to popular belief, investing your financial assets in a government savings bond can help your money grow. Our team of professionals at Global Transact House and Home will raise and nurture your investments as if they were their very gold. We're very protective of our young. Trust our experts to take care of your hard-earned money and make it work for you.
That
sounds pretty good.
Okay.
We have another one?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, so real quick. So that was produced from
artificial intelligence.
AI.
Yeah, that was a computer, yeah.
Wow. That doesn't sound AI at all.
Yeah, that's why I want to hear a male.
Yeah, let's try another one.
Interesting.
Scott. That was a little softer, right?
Scott, how's that sound? I can't
hear. In post, we'll be able to kick it up.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Wow.
Cool, huh?
My headphones are turned up way louder than yours are. but yeah, that sounded great.
Right.
I can't believe that's AI.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty impressive.
We're trying to get there. We're trying to get there. I mean, we still can't get over the human acting, like, the emotion part is just not there yet. But
what about tonal quality? If I wanted someone with a raspy voice opposed to a smooth voice, is that delineated when I go into the website and I can have my preference? I want this,
exactly.
I want that.
Yeah. So all of our voices have hashtags, and like they have the voice qualities, and you can search using.
So I could sample them before I select.
Exactly.
What happens if I do one and I, for whatever reason, I just don't like it?
You can request custom voices. So I know you're a fan of your own voice, maybe. I don't
know. No, I'm not, actually. Go ahead.
I mean, your voice is majestic. So, like,
thank you,
if you want to create a voice can from your voice, we can do that, too. You just need to
so
read
you can,
it.
So you could clone a voice.
Yeah, you can read 10 minutes of the script, and then you can use it right away.
Really?
Yeah, so.
So I mean, can have my own virtual Don Bain?
Exactly. Why would you want that?
That's what I heard.
Right?
I don't know why it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating. And how long has this product been on the market?
We had launched just a month.
So your
we're
brand spiking
new. Exactly.
Very interesting. And how do you go about processing or using the voice?
Using the voice.
Yeah, in other words, how do you decide what voices are going to be in that sample pool?
So we get a lot of requests from our customers, as in, like, this guy wanted, like, a Scottish voice that would be used in some Viking setting, and we would go about searching for voice actor partners, and then we would partner with them in some like revenue sharing deal, and then we'll collect our data and then create a voice skin of them, allowing our customers to use it.
Okay, so you're the CEO and founder of this company, so
right.
This was your brainchild, this was your idea?
Yep.
Where did you come up with this idea?
Well, so I realized the machines are beginning to talk to us, and we're beginning to talk to them back in a very natural way. It's just that the bottleneck is that, you know, these machines, they don't sound natural enough. And we thought, if machines can talk to you in a more natural way, humans can express themselves in a much more easier, faster, and more creative ways as well. So it goes back and forth, just machines benefiting humans and humans benefiting machines. So that's how it got all started.
So you're dealing primarily with, I don't want to say discovering, but tinkering, I hate to use that word either. It's the logarithms that are giving you the...
Yeah.
Now, what are the future plans? Where do you see this product going?
Right. So, we want to get this to actual acting. So, in games or in animations, in places where the subtle acting is required. Right now, we're just dealing a lot with advertisements and promotion videos, and a lot of the emotions conveyed in those videos are pretty uniform. They're all excited. They're all like happy. But we want to express wider range of emotions.
So I don't want to say the problem, but the challenge right now is to facilitate the emotional delivery,
exactly,
of the script, if you will.
Exactly, and that.
And what does that? Yeah. What are the pieces of the puzzle to get that to work?
Right. So.
Or do you know the pieces of the puzzle?
So I mean, we're just beginning to scratch the surface, I think.
Pretty fascinating.
Human emotion is actually very complicated, and like me, myself, like I wouldn't understand like what emotion I'm feeling right now. It's pretty complicated. So,
well, if you're on this show, you're dazed, you're confused. But go ahead.
conveying emotions requires a lot of interdisciplinary studies, not just AI and like psychology and
of course,
cognitive science. And it's just a challenge to get all of those knowledge into one thing. And I think. AI and just psychology and everything will just converge into one point, and then.
Do you think that?
Yeah, it's just people call it singularity. I don't want to throw that buzzword.
No.
But yeah, I think so. I definitely think so.
So, would you say that your product is you're actually using artificial intelligence, or do you feel that it's math? It boils down to mathematics because it's in a logarithm.
So
you follow my question?
Yeah.
Fair question.
The most basic building blocks of AI is mathematics. It's just that the math is compounded in a way that no humans can understand.
Well, there's a lot properly. Of nuances that are in there, but that's kind of the key to the brain, to the soul, whatever you want to call it. But it's interesting that you're at the point where you can actually modify that. Is that a fair word or no?
Yeah, I mean,
capture it and modify it.
Exactly. The way we express emotions in our voices, people initially thought there were six emotions, but then it just keeps on branching out into more subtle.
Now, do you actually go in and observe this or document that in your work when you're trying to?
Yeah, exactly.
You do.
We try to see what kind of voice can convey what kind of emotions and what kind of settings. And it's just a new field that we're exploring because, it's just new.
Do you expect to have more voices?
Yeah, we're adding about 3 to 5 voices per month.
Really?
A lot of our enterprise customers request custom voices, like, monthly. So in the plan, we have 2 custom voices monthly that we're able to generate for them. And it's exciting. And part of the process is optimizing, creating new voices reducing the required data possible to create custom voices.
Is there a limit on how long the script can be that I want to upload or download? And it comes down as what, an MP3, a WAV file?
A WAV file. MP3, yeah. Yeah. If you want to send us 500,000 words, we can do that. You'd just be costing us a lot of server money.
So how long does it take to get a typical 3-minute script?
3 minutes.
Is it in real time?
Would typically take about 3 minutes. We're right now working on streaming, so that once you click the button, after a buffering time, you would listen right away. But right now, it's 10 seconds of speech takes 10 seconds of processing time.
So do I get a link, or does this download automatically, or where does it?
It shows on the web app that is loading, and then once it's done, you can come back to the web app and then download it. Yeah.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
I mean, you guys can try it out, too.
we're definitely going to try it. They might be trying it out now. Look at them. Boom, 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 boom. I will definitely try that out, and I'll have you back on the Gadget Professor show, and we'll actually put the software up, and we'll give you exposure to the international audience that we have, and it should be pretty interesting. I can definitely try this out.
We can make an AI voice of you and then compare side by side.
That's pretty scary.
See if,
we'll have to do that. I think my listeners will find that quite fascinating. I could see a lot of applications for this, from a business standpoint of view. Not only public relations to make commercials and things, but there's a lot of necessary requirements to do different types of voiceovers for video production and I can go on and on, even lectures,
e-learning,
that's a huge one, and also software training. I mean, you want to hear a nice, pleasing voice. You might want a woman, you might want a man, you might want someone that has an Australian accent, whatever the case may be, and now you have the ability to take one script, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I can get a plethora, I can get multiple people reading that same item.
And that's where the power for advertising comes in, because everybody likes different voices, and we can create thousands of different versions of the ad and then target customers.
What about language?
Language, right now we only do English, but we are able to expand to any languages that originate from Latin.
Say that again.
Any languages that originate from Latin, so like Spanish.
Really?
French, So it can go global, but right now we're focusing on English.
Charlie, I'm definitely looking forward to testing this app out. I will test this out probably later on tonight when I get out of CES, when I get out of here, but I'm definitely going to, if you like, have you back on the show, and we'll spend a whole half hour, an hour, just checking this out, because it's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun to play with. Yeah.
Great.
Thanks,
Charlie,
so much.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure. I wish you the best of luck. Your booth is around here?
Yeah, it's at Eureka Park, so come on, check it out.
Yeah. I'll definitely make my way over there. It's cool stuff.
All right.
Real cool stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks.